So let's look in this article at how we can help manage allergies with plants and other natural remedies. And as usual with this type of article, we start off with some useful information and an important safety notice that I would ask you to make sure you've checked through before using any of the remedies that we suggest. We start by coming back to a theme we keep coming back to, the barrier defenses, and this is particularly the case when we're dealing with allergens and allergies. And you can read up about this type of work when we in the Power of Plants for Immunity article in the first part of this immunity issue. An example of how barriers are relevant is in the allergies to pollen and dust and things that we inhale, because it's a simple fact that pollen and other particles in themselves do not cause immune reactions unless they have penetrated the mucosal linings of the airways in this case. The IgE cells, the expressing cells in the bloodstream, have do not expose themselves to the surface, and so if the mucosal lining is intact, you're going to get much less exposure in to these histamine-producing cells. So a healthy mucosa is a really good way to start with dealing with airborne allergies. And we have a number of herbs listed there which you could consider if, for example, you're prone to runny nose, you get sinus congestion, middle ear infections, and other signs of trouble in the upper airways, and things like ribwort, plantain, and wood betony, eyebright, and elderflower are listed here, each of which has a monograph in the Herbal Reality partner site that we have, and you can read up about them and see if they sound good to you. The mints, peppermint, and so on can help clear the passages, and particularly used alongside these remedies, and sometimes taking something hot and spicy like ginger or horseradish or wasabi can help here again by clearing the passages and helping to recharge a damaged mucosa. Steam inhalation to consider again is a very quick way of reaching the mucosal linings and places like the sinuses and middle ear, for example. Adding chamomile flowers to the steaming water is a great tip, unless you happen to be sensitive to that group of flowers. But the chamomile, the oil in steam is shown to be particularly helpful in reducing allergic sensitivities in the airway, so do consider that as an option. Skin barrier, of course, is important if we've got skin reactions, eczema, and dermatological allergies. Obviously, by the time we've got some of these, the skin's already broken, and if it's an insect bite allergies, by definition, that's penetrated the skin. But you can more widely help the skin protect itself from future trouble by looking after the skin. And you know, there's basic things about not washing too often because detergents can damage the barrier. If the water's too hot, it can dry out the skin. Use gentle and unscented soaps. Most of you will know this if that applies to you. You know, a rather simple point is, other than the face, hair, hands, feet, armpits, and groin, body surfaces rarely need soap at all, and simply washing off with warm water is enough, particularly if your skin is sensitive. There are a few skin remedies to consider. In fact, many plants have healing properties on the body surface, but I recommend calendula, gotu kola, chickweed, chamomile, and cleavers, and even external comfrey root as ways to help protect the skin, particularly in the form of creams. looking inside, we have another skin-like surface. It's actually quite a different surface than the rest of the gut, in the gullet or the esophagus. And this can sometimes be damaged if you've had too hot or too spicy foods, or you've perhaps compromised that with too much alcohol, smoking, and other irritants. And we have a range of remedies that are particularly good at protecting the gullet and the esophagus, and these include Medisweet, aloe vera, the juice, slippery elm, and licorice. Seaweed gums are also to be considered, and there's a simple over-the-counter product called Gaviscon, which is based on seaweed gums, and which is not ruled out as a simple backup measure here. We keep coming back again to the role of a healthy digestion, and it's very effective in reducing allergies, particularly, of course, if they happen to be food allergens. So a lot of food intolerances generally, and allergies in particular, arise because the allergens have not been adequately broken down by the digestive juices. And here again is another potential role for the digestive remedies that we've talked about in other contexts. The bitters and spices are particularly relevant, and there's a list of each of those in the text that you can have a look through. The main point that we come to, or those of us who work in professional work with allergies, is that we mostly focus on dealing with these as what we call a constitutional work, rather than acting against the allergens directly. You know, obviously put up these barrier defences I've mentioned, but the other way is to look at the broader way in which the body jumps when it's being provoked. And out of many centuries of experience, people have identified patterns that they are able to affect and change the way the body behaves and reduce, in this case, its sensitivities. So I'm introducing you to a particular constitutional approach, which is from Ayurveda, the medicine of India, and just as an example of the patterns that are recognized there, and you might recognize them yourself if you look at this. So we have three doshas, as they're called, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And if you read the text, you'll see that the pattern identified, again, many centuries, over many centuries. You have the Vata pattern, which is associated with wheezing, sneezing, headaches, dryness of the mouth, and that often associated with other Vata symptoms of sensitivities in other ways. And these would be dealt with regular sustaining meals, warm, moist, rich spiced foods, lots of warm fluid, and then using moistening herbs like licorice, mullein, marshmallow, and from India, gotukola and shatavari. These would be remedies seen to address that particular light pattern, Vata pattern, constitutionally. The Pitta pattern associated with fire and more metabolic upsets associated with irritation of the eyes, burning, inflammation in the throat, particularly potential for fever, and here the sufferers would benefit from a gentle diet of natural carbohydrates, simple wholesome food, rather than anything too rich or stimulating, and the need to rehydrate, because dehydration is a common pattern here. Constitutional treatments would focus on bitter herbs and cooling tonics. And then the final pattern is Kapha, which is more associated with congestion. And here we get symptoms, runny nose and sinus trouble, feelings of heaviness and itching. And sufferers would benefit from a varied diet with some dry and raw foods, sour, astringent flavors, and hotter spices too. Sweet, heavy, fatty or stodgy food, cold foods and drinks would be better avoided. And the constitutional treatments might focus on warming spices and tonics. So again, as with these particular articles, there's a how-to book, a downloadable booklet, and a link to finding extra professional help if you need it.